We read an abbreviated version of this gospel at the school mass on Friday. And at the school masses, I usually ask the students questions during my homily to more fully engage them in the gospel. So I told them Friday that I was going to ask questions, and they were going to begin easy, but then they were going to get harder. So the first question I asked was, can someone point me the way to the entrance of the church? A little girl raised her hand and she pointed back that way. Then I said, okay, can someone point me the way to the school? Another boy raised his hand and he pointed over that way. And I said, now they're going to get a little bit more difficult. Can someone point me the way to the Mississippi River? And fewer hands went up this time. And finally, one little boy raised his hands and he pointed that way. And I said, okay, so if that's the way to the Mississippi River, what's the way to Lake Pontchartrain? The hands were going up fewer and fewer, and one boy raises up and said that way. I said, so then we know that that's south, that's north, that's west, and that's east. So can someone point the way to Washington, D.C.? And there was a little bit of hesitation, and then one little boy kind of pointed up that way, so I guess northeast. And finally, I got to the whole point. I asked, can someone point me the way to heaven? And one fourth grader raised his hands. And where do you think he pointed? Which way would you point if I asked you the way to heaven? What I expected was that he would point that way, right? And that would have been a good answer. In the canon of the Mass, the priest says, Jesus took bread in his holy and venerable hands and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father. And that echoes John 17:1, where Jesus raised his eyes to heaven. But no, when I asked this fourth grader to point the way to heaven, he pointed there, to Jesus on the cross. The little guy beat me to the punchline. Hopefully some of you did too, because Jesus calls himself the way in the gospel today. But really, what does that mean, that Jesus is the way? The Greek word is hodos, and it's a word that can have both literal and figurative meanings, just like the English word way. Let's reflect on that word and how it was used during the life of Jesus, by Jesus here at the Last Supper, and then by his disciples after the ascension. During the public ministry, the word hodes is used both literally and figuratively. It's used by St. John the Baptist when he says, prepare the way of the Lord. And the literal context in this statement is to prepare a highway that's fit for a king. But it was also used in conjunction with John's call to repentance, to prepare the way for the Lord into your heart. And the word is used actually 102 times in the New Testament, sometimes in a literal sense and sometimes in a figurative sense. And when it's used in fulfilling prophecy, because the word hodos is actually used 739 times in the Greek Old Testament. Now remember that Jesus spent a lot of times moving around and teaching and preaching in different places. He's accompanied by disciples and followers along the way. And he meets people who are not on the way, but are along the way. One example of this is the blind man, Bartimaeus. He's beside the way. But when Jesus heals his blindness, what does he do? He followed Jesus on the way. Contrast that to the rich young man who Jesus met along the way. Jesus told him to sell all that he had and give it to the poor and then follow me. And the young man went away sad. He didn't follow Jesus on the way. And ultimately, the way of Jesus led him to Jerusalem, to the Last Supper, and then to the way of the cross and his death. And here in the gospel today, part of the Last Supper dialogues, Jesus uses that word hodos, way, in a much more figurative sense. He calls himself the way. Now, literally speaking, following Jesus to Jerusalem was less complicated. You just picked up your feet and walked following Jesus. But telling the apostles that he was the way made it more difficult. They didn't understand. So what does it mean? Here, the Old Testament is very helpful. The Old Testament use of that word way continuously is telling the Jewish people to follow the way of the Lord, the commandments. Ultimately, it meant obeying the will of God. And for Jesus, that meant being obedient to the Father, even unto death, death on a cross. But obedience to God and death meant the way had a destination. And that destination is the Father's house. So the apostles had followed Jesus on the way to Jerusalem, and now he was inviting them to continue on the way to heaven. And that brings us to the period after the ascension of Jesus, memorialized in the Acts of the Apostles and in the letters. We generally call ourselves Christians, but in the early church, Christians were called followers of the way. Famously, St. Paul admitted that he persecuted the way. But along St. Paul's own way, he himself was struck blind. And then his eyes were opened and he became a follower of the way. And in that famous reading from 1 Corinthians, we hear oftentimes at weddings, St. Paul says, "I shall show you a still more excellent way." And what is that way? It's the way of love. The followers of the way of Jesus make their way through this world in obedience to the Father, yes, but we follow the way of love. And as we make our way, we also encounter those who are beside the way. Some will be too attached to the things of the world to follow the way, and some will be blind to the way and refuse to open their eyes. But all we can do is continue on the way of love. Because it's the way that leads, yes, to the cross of our own death. But more importantly, as my fourth grader knew and pointed out to all of his classmates, his teachers and me, Jesus is the only way to heaven.